From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Stock prices have been fluctuating and narrowly mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at last checked just above 10,000. Investors fretting about budget problems in European countries, and some say they want clear ground rules on U.S. financial regulation. Those rules may be coming, but they're not here yet, even though finance regulation overhaul has now passed the Senate. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on what has to happen before the bill can become law.
The bill as amended is passed.
Is just one step in the process. Now comes reconciliation, ironing out the conflicts between the Senate bill and one passed by the House back in December. The bills have a lot in common, but there are more than a dozen significant differences, including how much power is given to the Federal Reserve to oversee financial firms that pose a systemic risk, and how to regulate derivatives. There are also differences in how the bills propose winding down failing firms. House Financial Services Committee Chairman Barney Frank has said he expects a compromise measure to be hashed out before the 4th of July. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Heavy oil from the ruptured BP well in the Gulf of Mexico is moving into fragile Louisiana coastal marshes, and the latest studies show the leak is far worse than oil company BP has estimated. But Jane Lubchenco of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the immediate objectives are to get the well capped and control the movement of oil.
Our response has never been pegged to any particular estimate. It has always been much more aggressive.
Today, BP denies an expanding chorus of charges that it's covered up the size of the leak. South Africa faces the threat of widening labor strikes just 3 weeks before the start of the Soccer World Cup. Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg that talks to resolve strikes against ports, freight railroads, and metro rail have stalled, and electrical workers now say they will walk off the job next week.
The transit strikes have disrupted vital imports and exports and stranded some 2 million commuters. But the implications of a strike by electrical workers could seriously hurt South Africa during the World Cup. The country's electrical grid is inadequate. Power outages are common. The state utility, Eskom, has plans to curb power usage in some sectors in order to provide electricity for the stadiums across the country where the World Cup will be held. Residents here worry they may lose power during the tournament, even without a strike against Eskom. The importance of the soccer tournament to South Africa's prestige and economy gives the unions huge leverage. But the unions say the timing of the strikes has nothing to do with soccer's biggest international event. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
And all three major stock indices now up slightly, the Dow up 17 points. This is NPR News. The Cannes Film Festival in France is under tight security today with a controversial movie about Algeria's war for independence on the schedule. Eleanor Beardsley reports the film's detractors say it distorts history.
Algerian director Rachid Bouchareb's film Outside the Law is generating excitement and controversy at Cannes. While its main focus is Algeria's 1960s struggle for independence, it is the scene about a 1945 massacre that's causing an uproar. French military historians say the film distorts the truth by showing only the massacre of Arabs by the French army without showing the slaughter of Europeans by Arabs. Festival organizers fear that former French Algerians will demonstrate against the film on Cannes' famous red carpeted steps. Last night, the only U.S. entry at Cannes was screened.
Did you send me to Niger? Is that pretty much what happened?
How dare you?
Did you send me?
Fair Game, starring Naomi Watts and Sean Penn, tells the story of the Bush administration's outing of CIA agent Valerie Plame. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says there is overwhelming evidence that North Korea sank a South Korean warship, killing 46 sailors. And she says North Korea must face international consequences, although she is not ready to discuss specific options. Clinton is in Tokyo. She's on the first part of a trip that also takes her to South Korea and China. Calm is returning to Thailand's capital, Bangkok, but a nighttime curfew is still in effect in the city and in 23 provinces after Wednesday's military crackdown. The military has cleared anti-government demonstrators from the streets. That has prompted further violence. The government is promising to unite people. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.